Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single daily Nishmas. Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Mikvos. We are in the sixth parak Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah tells us Havik Sheba Merchatz. Let's say I have a bathhouse that has a bath that was a valid mikvah. And it has a drain at the bottom to let the used water out. And where the drain is, there's a cup-like opening on top of the drain. Now, the problem with that is that the cup-like opening becomes a kli, which means that all the things on top could, all the water that has fallen on top could be considered she'uvin. So the Mishnah says, or drawn water, which could ruin the mikvah. So bisman she'uv emtza, when it's in the middle of the floor of the mikvah, posel, it disqualifies the mikvah. And why is that? Because it's a situation where the drain, which is a kli, is part of the floor, and so all the water rests on the floor, which we call grurim al gabi kalim, the water that runs or is contained over kalim, and so therefore the whole body of water assumes the status of she'uvin, and therefore it should ruin this mikvah from being able to be utilized. But min atzad, but when the drain is on the side, the cup fixture is in the side in a recess in the wall, and the upper rim is just exposed to the mikvah, so ain't a posa, then it doesn't disqualify the mikvah, because the water of the mikvah doesn't rest directly on this fixture, and so therefore it becomes instead, neshu kemikvah samach lemikvah, it's like it's a utensil next to another utensil, and in such a situation it doesn't disqualify the rainwater divir meir. But the Chachamim say, "Imekabelas hambati revius ad shelo yagiu lavik kasher." They turn around and they say that if the bath can contain one revius of water, about 4.5 fluid ounces, so in such a situation, that creates enough of a status of a mikvah mida oraisa. It's just the Chachamim who added that situation. It's not going to be considered grurim al gabi kalim, and so therefore it's going to be kosher. It's going to be okay. Vim lav pasul. If the revius is not accumulated before the water goes into the fixture, so then it's not going to be true. And it doesn't make a difference when the wall, fixture is in the wall of the mikvah or not in the wall of the mikvah. Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadok Omer im mekabel havik koshu pasul. He takes a certain difficult position. He says since it holds some water, the entire mikvah is no good. And so the mikvah is always going to be pasul whether the avik, the drain cup, is on the floor of the mikvah, it's on the side, wherever the case is, it's going to be a problem in of itself. The Mishnah continues, Hametaheret Sheba Merchatz. In the olden days, there used to be basins or troughs of cold water to rinse off after you'd be in the hot baths. Now, we must be dealing with a situation where these basins were not set kalim, but rather they were hewn into the stone, right? So, and they're attached to each other. We have these basins that are attached in each other, to each other through a hole that allows the water to flow from one to the other. Some of these basins could have water that's she'uvin. That would obviously not make a good mikvah. Some of them could have rainwater. Potentially, that could be a good mikvah. So, the Mishnah says, "Atachtona malaya she'uvin v'alyona malaya k'sherin." If you have a situation where the deeper one is filled with water that's drawn and not good for a mikvah, and the upper one is filled with rainwater that could theoretically have the status of a mikvah, but it doesn't have the necessary 40 sah. So miyesh keneged hanek of shloshalugin, if opposite the hole that connects these two basins together, there's three lug of water, then pasul, then even the rainwater is going to be pasul, and even if later there becomes 40 sah, it's not going to be good for a mikvah. Now, kama, yehei benek of yebo shloshalugin, how much water in the hole is going to be enough to be considered three lug? In other words, what are the dimensions of the water in the hole and opposite the hole to equal three lug? So the Mishnah says, "Echa mishlosh meos v'asim labrecha." It's 1/320th of a pool, which is in such a situation works out to be 2 1/4 2 1/40th cubic tefachim divrei Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, no, that's let me just point out to you, afilu tachtona malei ksherim, even if the lower one had kosher mikvah of water in it, potentially kosher mikvah water, rainwater. Valyona malei shuvin, but the upper one was filled with shuvin. V'yish betzad anekiv shlosha lugin kosher, and opposite the hole, there's three lug of water, it's still going to be good. The rainwater is not going to be disqualified. And why is that? Because he doesn't say shuvin opposite a hole is considered the same thing as being in the middle of the rainwater. He is of the opinion shuvin doesn't disqualify rainwater just by being alongside it. Shelo amru ela shlosha lugim shenaflu, because in his opinion, we don't say shlosha lugim that are just next to one another. The key phrase over here is shlosh alugin shenaflu. They have to fall into one another. And since in this case they don't fall into one another, Rabbi Lez is going to say, in this situation, the water is going to be okay. Okay, we'll stop you, Be'ezras Hashem. Tomorrow we start a perek that is the soul of Mishnayos, and certainly the soul of Masechta Mikvos. And we look forward to doing so together. Everyone have a fantastic day.